Reflecting back on Srila Prabhupada's interaction with Tarul over at Sankirtan's house, you know, you've heard this story many times. When Tarul presented to Srila Prabhupada, what do we say to the farmers? When we're encouraging them to worship Krishna, and their consistent response is, we have no time, we're farmers, we have no time to worship Krishna. And then Srila Prabhupada had Drishtadyumna Swami on one side and Pushtakrishna Maharaj on the other side, and so he deferred the question first to the one. He said, according to Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada became animated. He held out his hand, like, stop. He said, don't bring Bhagavad Gita into this. So then he turned to, you know, Drishtadyumna Maharaj, what would you say? He said, well, Krishna said, he put his hand out, stop. Don't bring Krishna into this. And it's so perplexing to us, because his standard was always, it has to be based on what Bhagavad Gita or Krishna says. So he's saying, don't bring them in. And it's very intriguing, what is Guru Maharaj getting at here? So he leaned forward, right? Taru, looking him in the face, said, rascal. He's addressing these imaginary farmers who Taru is representing it. Rascal. Can you make the sun shine? Can you make the rain fall? You're totally dependent on Krishna for everything. You can at least show a little gratitude in worshiping Krishna. But what was their argument? We have no time. And how often do we hear that argument? Not only from farmers, from everyone. You know, you should spend more time with your family. I have no time. You should spend more time studying Bhagavatam. I have no time. You should spend more time, invest more time in your relationships. I have no time. Very common argument. And now Krishna has pressed the pause button on earth. And everybody has time that they never did before to develop their relationships, to read Srimad Bhagavatam, to perfect your chanting, or to develop some skill or whatever. Furthermore, we hear reports from around the world that the symptoms of the ecological crisis are dwindling. So I don't think coronavirus is a new thing. It's probably been here since the dawn of creation. Probably limited to, mainly to bats and other animals.
I've heard, Maharaj, that this one which is happening now, it's a like man, the somebody like made a new strain from the original one. That's why it's a little bit different than the original one.
Or maybe it did it itself, we don't know. But regardless, it's been there since day one. And there was probably some little villages around the bat caves where somebody got the virus and they dealt with it. But nowadays, when people are just zooming around the world on endless flights, creating endless pollution and toxic waste everywhere they go, and polluting the earth beyond her ability to purify the toxins, which is really depriving our children and their children of any kind of future on a privileged planet. Krishna pressed the pause button to see that Mother Earth can still heal if we don't increase the pollution and the contamination beyond the natural rhythms. He's given us an experience of that possibility, as well as the option to have time to spend on all those important matters that we used to say we have no time. Now we do have the time. The question is, what do we do with it? And, you know, not to minimize the suffering that people are going through. and to use that to take our focus away from ourselves and direct it through prayer and whatever practical services we can offer to those who are suffering the effects of this pandemic. And whether it's COVID-19 or any number of things that'll surely follow, to marvel at the wonder of this creation called the human body, with its marvelous immune system and its killer T cells, which are like the kshatriyas patrolling the whole city of the body, which has within it a temple, which has within it a treasure chest containing this golden substance called bhakti. And to protect it for as long as Krishna wants it to live, these killer T cells and whatever other kshatriyas in the immune system which are patrolling throughout, they need proper nourishment, proper encouragement, and the proper environment to be healthy and effective in, you know, chasing down and driving out invaders, whether it be COVID-19 or whatever is going to follow, and there will be follow-ups. It's an opportunity to appreciate and nourish your own immune system.
It almost seems like our life or people's lives were like such a high speed that was, it's almost like
it was on fast forward.
It was,
and Krishna hit the pause button to give us time to reflect and hopefully correct that whole deviation.
And also Mother Earth, this is such a good point that she needed a break from all the...
Well, she has given birth to a population that's more like Rakshasas, hell-bent on drinking her blood rather than being happy with her milk. And to shake off such a population, or at least, you know, threaten with that imminent possibility, giving us a little shakedown. But the immune system is such a wonderful creation and a fantastic teacher. What does it take? And I know this may sound like an oversimplification because I know there's a lot of other factors involved. But we do know that the biggest drain on the immune system is stress.
Wow.
And the main nourishment for the immune system is messages of love, peace, hope, and optimism. And now we have time to cultivate those qualities, to nourish our immune system, and to reflect on the resources that mankind has always had and always will. But we forget. And if we forget them, we deprive ourselves from the assistance and the direction and the wisdom they can impart. So now that we're threatened, we can reflect. In previous threats, what have we relied on to give us the strength to carry through? This is no different in that sense. We have resources. Foremost are spiritual resources. But then there's natural ones and practical ones and relational ones. And when we stop and reflect and begin to appreciate, the normal response would be tremendous gratitude, which there again gives the immune system a message of life, and it becomes activated in chasing down and driving out thieves and rogues that would try to enter the temple and cause havoc within and steal our treasure, which is bhakti.